Okay, so I can maybe that's all. So maybe we can do a little practice. And I think we can do the practice for ourselves, also practice for people who need help, who might be, you know, having different obstacles in their life. Of course, for all sentient beings, especially if we feel that, you know, certain people or beings need special, and we can also keep them in our practice motivations. Okay, so try to make yourself, you know, keep yourself back straight. And try to make yourself relaxed, comfortable. And feel the weight of your body on the cushions or the chair. And observe the breath mindfully for a few moments. Then we can try to generate the motivation for doing this practice in order to clear all the obstacles of oneself, all the family members, friends, and all sentient beings, whatever obstacle there might be. To clear all those obstacles. Especially to clear all the obstacles, inner obstacles for our spiritual path. To have spiritual realizations. Then I'm going to do this practice also in order to gather all the conducive conditions that are required for the success of oneself, our family, friends, and all sentient beings, especially for the success of our spiritual path. And I'm also going to do this practice in order to liberate all sentient beings from all their suffering and cause of their sufferings. And in order to lead them to fully ultimate happiness or fully awakened state. In order to help in that way, I myself need to achieve fully awakened state of green power. For that very reason, I'm going to engage in this practice of green power. And we can imagine, visualize all sentient beings surrounding ourselves as vast as space, And especially those who need help, we can, you know, specifically them in front of you, around you. Then in the space above you, above your crown, you visualize lotus and moon cushions. On top of that is your root guru, but in the form of green Tara, Mother Tara. Blue in color, I mean green color. Left hand, left feet in a meditative mudra. Right feet slightly stretching. Right hand in a gesture of giving, holding the lotus, left hand in the gesture of giving protection, and again holding the lotus. And Mother Tara is wearing the celestial garment with all the ornaments. She is very in a youthful, radiant, in a light rainbow body, with all the signs of marks and signs of enlightened qualities. And she is the manifestations of all the Buddhas or enlightened beings, enlightened activities. So she encompasses all the Buddha, all in one. She is full of unconditional, unbiased, limitless love, compassion. Always ready, on call, anytime, any moment, for each and every sentient being. So, generate a strong faith in Mother Tara by recollecting her enlightened quality of body, speech, and mind, especially the mind. Okay, so then we do the refuge in Bodhicitta. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. The seventh thing, reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present vows for every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions, accumulations, within this time. And rejoice in the merit of holy and ordinary things. This is mean until the inner sacred existence, in the time of the wisdom, Dharma, for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Shukmandala, this crown and your perfume, sun, flowers, adorn with my merit for continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as Buddha feeling and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure man. Itam Guru Rana Mandala Kaniya Shaya. Then following municipal attitudes, again with each of them, we'll try to spend a few moments to really feel it. May all sentient beings have happiness and causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and causes of suffering. May all sentient beings not be separated from higher rebirth and bliss of liberations. May all sentient beings abide in a state of equanimity, free from attachment and hatred, free from holding some close and other distant. Then praise to the Mother Tara. Mother Tara, who liberates from samsara, who liberates from the eight fears, to the liberate from the sickness, to the liberating mother, I prostrate and praise. Imagine and visualize at the forehead of the Mother Tara, this white Om Salepu. At the throat, there is red Pa Salepu. At the heart, there is a blue Om Salepu. Then, you know, we make a strong heartfelt request. All sentient beings, and including ourselves, on behalf of all sentient beings, Mother Tara, please guide us, bless us, and help us to show us the path to enlightenment. To help us to develop the realization on the path. And to clear all the obstacles and to gather all the conducive conditions. Guru Mother Tara is extremely pleased with our request, and from the Om white syllables at the forehead, white like a nectar flow, pour down into oneself from the crown or from the head. Now like taking a shower, cleanse and purify all the physical illness. Feeling of tightness, heaviness in our body, all of them. Cleanse, purify, all of them. And all the negative karma that we have created through the body have been completely cleaned, purified. Then from the red R syllable at the throat, let light and nectar flow from there, fall down into oneself. Purify all the shortcoming of the speech, all the negative karma that we have created through speech. All unkind, harsh speech, uncontrolled speech, inappropriate speech, meaningless speech, all of them being completely cleansed, purified. In our space, transform into kind, gentle, appropriate, meaningful. Every speech that comes become beneficial to others. Every speech that comes help others to reduce their negative emotions and help them to increase the positive emotions. Then, from the home syllable and also tongue in the circle of the home, blue light and nectar flow in green from the green tongue as well, and cleanse and purify all the mental, emotional illness. Fear, worry, anxiety, self-doubt, self-loathing, low self-esteem, depression, whatever that we might be dealing with. All of them being completely cleansed, purified. All the fear, whatever fear we might have, all the attachments, anger, ignorance, being completely cleansed and purified. And our mind is filled of compassion, wisdom, then imagines surrounding the tongue later in whom, you know, Taras Mantra, Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Risoka, surrounding and clockwise, anti-clockwise. Again, the mantras are transparent in the form of light radiating, and with the sound of the mantras. And again, those thumb syllable and the garland for mantras are again enlightened activities, energy, forces manifesting in that particular letter, syllable, and sound. From that, you know, more light and nectar flow, as well as from the Om and Ah syllables, all three simultaneously and enter oneself from the top, and it cleans and purifies all the illness, all the negative karma, all the delusion, all the obscuration, completely. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Om Tare Tu Tare Tu So visualize with total convictions as the white light and nectar from the Om syllable, red light and nectar from the Ah syllable, and the blue and green light and nectar from the Om and the thumb and all the garland from mantra, all then simultaneously pour down into oneself, flush and purify, cleanse all the negative karma that we have created, body, speech and mind, all the illness, physical, emotional, mental illness. shortcoming of body, mind, speech, and mind have been completely clean, purified. Especially if any particular things are bothering us, whatever fear, worry, anxiety, self-doubt, feeling low, whatever that, you know, imagine, visualize all of them being completely clean, purified. And all the negative emotions or the defilements being completely clean, purified, as well as the self-obscurations. There's no trace of any negative energy, completely gone, empty. One becomes like crystal clear, light. As we recite more mantras, again, more light, nectar flow into oneself and receive all the blessing of enlightened body, speech, and mind. And especially, you know, incredible inner strength and courage, like Mother Dada herself, self-confidence, courage, the inner strength that we need to engage in this bodhisattva path, to be a help, benefit to others and oneself. Om Dare Du Dare Du Re Soha, 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 Om Dare Du Dare Du Re Soha. Om Dare Du Dare Du Re Soha, 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 Om Dare Du Dare Du Re Soha. So imagine a visual like a total conviction that we receive all the blessing of Mother Tara's holy body, speech and mind, all the spiritual realizations, especially this incredible inner courage and strength and self-confidence. Like Mother Dada herself. enlightened activities so that we can carry those to be help benefit to other sentient beings. Skillful, enlightened actions or activities. Then, you know, Guru Madhukara melt into the light dissolves into oneself. Once more subtle body, speech and mind, and the Guru and Mother Tara's holy body, speech and mind, they all become one, inseparable. They are not separate, Guru, from your own mind. There's no Tara separate from your own mind. And there's no you who is separate from the Guru and the Tara. All one inseparable. And generate a strong wish to be help benefit to all sentient beings, to clear all their obstacles, to give them all the conducive conditions, and free them from all that their sufferings and lead them to true happiness. With that strong courage and watch the mind, as we recite more mantra, from your heart, rays of light radiate in 10 directions. At the moment you touch each of those sentient beings, you know, it clear and purify all their obstacles. Completely. All their illness, all their negative karma, delusion, obscuration, completely. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha, 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. So imagine, visualize the total convictions, all their obstacles, all the illness, negative karma, delusion, obscuration, being completely cleansed, purified, disappear through the your enlightened activities of that radiation of that light. As we recite more, we imagine, visualize, you know, They receive all the blessing, body, holy body, speech, mind, all the spiritual realization, and all the right conditions for their happiness. And then transform them into Mother Dada. Om Dare Du Dare Dure Soha. 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 Imagine and visualize that they receive all the lessons of enlightened body, speech, mind, all the conducive conditions for happiness. Inner strength, courage, self-confidence, all the spiritual realizations, and transform into the Dada. Now all space, as vast as space, is filled with Mata, green Mata. The lights that radiate from your heart dissolve into yourself, in your heart. And all the Mother Dadas also dissolve into your heart. Okay, then do the dedications. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I create in the state of Aryadharma and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the Supreme Lord Bodhicitta that has not arisen, arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more.